is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
UE in 4JBM.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing.
I'm on switch radios here, and tell me which one's got a better sound to it. Give me just a second. N4JBM, KO4NUE.
4NUE, N4JBM. Honestly, the second one has something going on the back end of it.
All right, let's try it again. How about that? Is that any better?
That sounds better.
This is the Yaesu or the Kenwood?
The Kenwood.
Yaesu. Which one you want tonight, Kenwood or the Yaesu?
I ain't picky. I got a hodgepodge in my shack.
How about a spark gap generator? Will that work?
Only options I got, I'm going with the Yaesu.
Well, you know, you do, you know, use what you got, I guess. But I think I'll try the Yaesu tonight. I ended up the other day doing some HF stuff on it, and I tell you, I'm still learning. I've had the thing about 2 years now, and I'm still buttons on it. I'm still learning about. I was using it the other day, and I went, "Ah, that's what that button does." So I'm kind of tickled. I learned a new button the other day.
Hit the manual twice. And I'm still learning new buttons.
You're right. But I got to get out and check my dipole out. My SWR's not too good. I don't know what's happened to it, but I need to get out there and figure out what's going on with it. But I just hadn't had time lately. I've been so doggone busy. It's just hard to find time to do anything. It's just always having to do something around here, you know. But I'm waiting on the next rainy day. That's when I get all my radio stuff done, when it's rainy outside. So I'll check it out, see what's going on with it.
Saturday on a snowy day.
Might do that. It's a good idea. I don't know if that's the best day to check antenna out, though. But we can do something in the ham shack. I clean it up, I guess. I got a bunch of junk laying everywhere. I don't know, man. I clean it up, and then when I turn my head, it's all messy again. So I'm not sure what's happening, but it gets cluttered in a heartbeat.
Like, I get two rainy days in a row. The first day, I clean the ham shack. It looks great. The second day, it's wrecked.
So, projects. Here's what happens with projects. All right, I'm going to get the screwdriver out. When I'm done with it, I'm going to put it right back where I got it. And that lasts for about 5 minutes. And next thing I know, I'm just pushing my hand right down the middle of all the tools and parts and just shifting everything over to the left to clean off some new space. And then next thing you know, it takes 2 days to clean the place up. So I don't know, I need to get better at that, I guess.
It's the same way for you as it is for me, but it seems like I always end up with something extra that doesn't have a home after a project, too.
Extra parts. He put it all together and wonder why it don't work. And then 2 days later when you clean up, well, where'd that zener come from? Or where'd that, did I put the right voltage regulator in there? So, I get it.
Worst what I've done so far is put it all back together, couldn't figure out why it didn't work, and then when I cleaned up 2 days later after racking my brains, I found the fuse I forgot to put back in the power wire.
I know exactly what you mean. That's me to a T. But I bought me some I've been trying to experiment with my own, making my own circuit cards. And I've used Anna's fingernail polish up. She had some red fingernail polish, and I about used it all up trying to put something on the card that will resist the acid, you know, to leave the trace on the board. But I got me some pinstriping tape the other day that you put on a vehicle. And this stuff works pretty good. You have to make sure it's, put it on there, and then you roll it with a roller to make sure you, a little X-Acto knife, and comes on rolls. You can get 16th of an inch or 8th of an inch, you know. So I just lay them all on there the way I want, and then take my X-Acto knife and clean the edges up, and it seems to work out pretty good. I tried a Sharpie the other day, but it's just not quite thick enough, and the acid kind of gets through it and weakens the trace a little bit. But you know, I'm figuring it out. It's always something new. It's many doggone components. Yeah, just had to struggle with trying to keep it all straight sometimes. But I think I got it. I got my first circuit card built, and they look all right, you know. They'll move voltage, that's all it needs to do, I guess.
Have you thought about a small little paintbrush and liquid electrical tape?
I hadn't thought of that, but I took my circuit card the other day, let a friend of mine look at it, and I said, "Now, man, don't laugh. It's my first one." I handed it to him. He looked at it. He says, I don't need to get my glasses out for that." I thought, that's bad, man. When you don't want your glasses, just keep it blurry. That's fine.
Hurt your feelings with an honest opinion.
Honesty. I can take it. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. But, at any rate, let me clear on out here for a minute, bud. I'm going to call Nett tonight. And let me get my paperwork in a row, and appreciate the signal report. And I'll check you out. Oh, how's Richard? Have you any updates?
But he should be coming home tomorrow. And other than that, that's all I know right now. But he's doing pretty good from what I know.
Fit to be tired. He's ready to come home, ain't he?
He is.
All right, well, let me get on. I'll see you here in a few minutes. This is KO4 NUE standing by for the net. QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. KO4 NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with... XMR, Mail and Prosperity, W4. N4 FCM Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4 IEI Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4 PFI Don in Piedmont. And KG4 QLQ Miss Linda. N4 ASW Tony in Asheville. KB2 BYQ Mr. Dave in Easley. KW4TS Jim in Pelzer. KJ4 UHF Jack in Greenville. And KN4 RJN Mr. John up in Browns. K4 OSH Pat in Malden. W4 IOE Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KN4 HTP Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. And W2 MJB Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. KO4 RAX Q4 FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman, and KO4 ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, and K4 ROW, Richard in Greenville. Stations up on Echo Link tonight, so tonight being Thursday night, we'll start with my favorite group, Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4 NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, I have one comment, over.
4, NUE, Chad, please check in Chris, KO4 QOG, I'm in Liberty, and I will main negative and negative.
NUE, November 4, Quebec, November Victor. N4QNV, Brian and Greer, I will be negative, negative. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Ed, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. I'll swing back around for you in just a little bit. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And N4QNV. That's Mr. Brian and Greer. Brian, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here in Joanna. Life is mighty fine, and I have a few comments to say tonight. 73 is to all y'all that got to go to bed by early.
I have you in the log, KD4SRR down in Joanna, and I'll swing back around for you as well in just a little bit, Mr. Robert, for some comments. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. Leroy Mobile, short time at this time, negative and negative. Good evening, all in.
Philip Juliet 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar, KJ4 who? Rick Mobile in Powdersville, I'll be negative, negative tonight.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's a W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
I'll clarify something. Missed a call there. Mr. Rick down in Powdersville. I got KJ4, and it's like your mic skipped a beat there for a second. I didn't get the last three of your call. Can you recheck with me, please?
So Juliet 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar. KJ4 who?
I just want to let you know your audio is skipping just a little bit in and out. Just want to let you know I did get it that time. But all right, we'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy Mobile, short time tonight. Leroy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. You be safe out there tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4WHO. That's Mr. Rick down in Powdersville. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod down in the land of Waz. Rod, I hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4 ZYX, Daniel Woodruff. Good evening, Chad. How are you doing this evening? Hope you're doing well. We'll be in and out, negative, negative. 73s, you and all on that.
Nice talking to you, sir. We'd like to welcome KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel, down in Woodruff. You have a nice evening, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log to Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thank you for following the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. In chat, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLA. Charlene 4 Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
QE. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Anna, and all on the net.
A good group. Let's go ahead and start with Mr. Dave, W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. And KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Kurt, hope you're doing well and getting ready for the snow, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. Both in Easley. Gary, I'll be back around for you for comments in just a little bit, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And if you see my brain, send it back this way. I about set through the whole group. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
I've been on the struggle bus today, too, so we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down in Seneca. Hope you're doing well, sir. All right, let me make one more call before I move up to EchoLink stations. Any additional calls, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Now move on to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JC. That's Richard, and I'm located in downtown Greenville at the hospital. Checking in from phone relay, my wife Sally, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, and she's home taking care of the three puppies in Simpsonville, and my daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima. Ashley, she's in Simpsonville, and she's probably already gone to bed. But thank you for calling the net. Let everybody know that my bed has been delivered and replaced, and for tomorrow. Back to you, sir. KA3KCA.
Watch in the log. You about ready to come home?
Jumping into bits to get home. I wanted to go home today, but we had to make sure everything was up and ready and by the time they get all the paperwork done, so I'm coming home tomorrow.
Well, I'm excited for you. I know you're ready. I know Miss Sally and Ashley are too. All right, we'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, in the hospital tonight, coming home tomorrow.
checking KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally down in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, let's see if there are any additional stations, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
For NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canton, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for being here.
Hope you and Miss Ann are doing well tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville, South Carolina tonight. No traffic, no comments, Chad. 73, do you and everyone on the net?
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick down in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, Mr. Harry, KC4EZN up in Candler. And Harry, nice hearing from you tonight, sir. And also, AK4HR, Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. Mike, you be safe tonight and enjoy your evening, sir. All right, any additional calls, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Bill Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and N4JVM, that's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima. We'll try that one again. India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
Please check in. Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh, Callahan Mountain. Good evening, sir.
NUE. India 4 Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. India. Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring it. I'm kind of down with the croup and somewhat of the flu, so I didn't make the meeting this past Tuesday night.
Go ahead and recognize K2LXD. That's Mr. Marsh. Mr. Marsh up in Callahan Mountain. Marsh, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up in Table Rock, not feeling too well tonight. Andy, I hope you get better soon, sir. Tell the family I said hello. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet to Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for calling the net.
For NUE. Hey, Chad. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, by telephone relay. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus will mark Donna in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
I can recognize KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. And Duncan, I don't know what you've done with your signal, but you've got a really good signal coming into the repeater tonight, sir. So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. get that crane to move the way it is tonight. Next time you need to get on the net, because you sounded pretty good tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And also, he brings along by telephone relay Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Miss Donna we said hello when she comes in tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, any station. Mike through Papa that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Brad, I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. Send you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all in the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, NMI. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, and good evening, everybody on the net.
Welcome, KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And also, Mr. Jim, N4NLR, with me, please.
Hadn't moved yet, so we're still in Greenville, South Carolina. Go ahead.
Welcome, N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim in Greenville, South Carolina. Jim, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. We'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard. So well, that usually means we've got it for tonight. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rags, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. Before we start the RagChew portion tonight, I'd like to personally say, Richard, I hope you have a nice night, sir. We're all thinking about you. And I know you're probably going to drift off here pretty soon, but just want to let you know we're thinking about you, bud. All right, first on the stump is WD8RON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, what you got on your mind tonight, sir?
8RON, I know a lot of people are interested in Morse code, although I was kind of curious about it if we don't use it much. In the Smithsonian Magazine for January, February 2023, there is an article about the Morse code and the history of it. The tagline says, reviving a 200-year-old system, Morse code enthusiasts are putting the digit back into digital communication. It's kind of interesting article, something everybody might be interested in, particularly those who are using the code. Over.
And that was in the Smithsonian, you said?
Smithsonian Magazine. If you don't get it, then you can probably find it in the library. Over.
Roger that. Well, I don't do Morse code. I want to try to learn this year. Kind of set that aside on the table to try to start trying to learn. I know some hams that do that and get a lot of enjoyment out of it. But I'll personally check out the article and see what it's got to say. But Ed, I just was, while I got you on the radio, did you get the results from the Simplex net, sir?
And I'm going to forward that because the Anderson Club is going to start or try to have a Simplex exercise on Sunday. There's a ham who has moved down from Alaska who's got quite a bit of experience and is doing a lot of training on the Sunday night net for the Anderson Club repeater, and that is on 146.790, meets daily at 8:30 p.m. That's 146.790, a small net, rather active, so I don't know if you can check in It's in Pickens, so I'm not sure exactly where the antenna is, but I can hit it from here with 5 watts. I just looked at the Smithsonian magazine. On the cover, it has a site, SmithsonianMag.com, so the article may be there. I haven't tried that. And I'm sending you a copy of the note I sent to Dave, and also that the wire for my antenna is not supposed to be in until mid-March. Over.
Okay. Well, when the wire comes in, give me some heads up, but I just want to let you know if you had an opportunity to take a look at the results. Anna and I did hear you in Campobello. You were broken, but you were readable, and we were hooping and hollering because we finally heard Ed.
On the Yagi or on the J-Pole? Over.
Both.
Yeah. I retuned the J-Pole, changed the cable, and I've got it up now on the deck, so it's about 20 or so feet above ground level and above the roof. I keep toying with the idea of adding another 10 feet, but I'm not sure about that. So I'm glad you were able to hear it. I was using max power, and apparently it makes a difference. Over.
I went up about 40 feet on the antenna, so I'm sure that contributed too. But before I let you go, I got quite a few on the list tonight, so I'm gonna move on down the log here in just a second. But just gonna let you know that we wrote our simplex script, and we used some of your ideas in the script, and we've just got that approved. So I'll be emailing that out to you here shortly. Appreciate the comments with that, Ed. Ed, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And you be safe. Again, I think it's supposed to snow up your way this weekend. So bundle up and get ready. Let me know when that wire comes in. This is KO4NUE73, Ed. You have a nice night, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Next on the stump is KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Joanna. Robert, how are you tonight, sir? What you got on your mind?
Well, this is KD4SRR. What have I got on my mind? Some the world wants to know, maybe. Well, first off, let's just put it, I finally got the FT2980R paid off. I went on the very easy extended long payment plan, and it is now mine, all mine. So that's a nice thing to have occur to you. And the second thing is I went for voter training today. We have to do it every election, and even though we got a little local coming up in Lawrence and Clinton, we got to still go back for training. So did that today. Wanted to talk about this thing that Chris Justice is spreading around right off the stick that we share with them, Channel 4, about Saturday night into Sunday morning. Snowbursts. Snow frenzy. You know? Just wondered, will we be activating this net if we have snow bursts and snow frenzy?
No, I don't know the answer to that. I guess that'd be left up to the leadership of the club. But Anna and I have been paying attention to the weather because she loves the snow. And we got a place her old camp, Camp Fliplock, up in Zirconia, North Carolina. We rent it from time to time, and if it snows, it's our weekend up there. So if it snows, I think we might get up to Zirconia because she likes it up there, and it's a nice little cabin on the pond up there. So. Depends on if there's flurries. We'll, you know, we'll head on up James's way, up toward James and Patrick. But we're kind of looking forward to it.
You got the 4x4. Be sure to take the change with you and a couple extra days of provisions. I think North Kakalaki is going to. There are even some heretics out here, some scofflaws, whatever you want to call them, snow bunnies that are predicting 1 inch in Lexington. My brother asked, is that Lexington, Kentucky, right? I said, no, Lexington, South Kakalaki. Who knows? And then it's going to be back up in the 70s next week. Wanted to ask you, did you see the balloon?
It came right over the house. And I took some pictures of it for the naysayers, but it came right over the house, and Anna and I were just one of the club members put a shout out on the club for Peter, so we went out to take a look at it, and you know, I thought about shooting the thing down, and then. I said, well, no, I better not do that. I better just let it go on. So, but we did. We saw it. It had lost a lot of altitude when it got over this way. But I took the cell phone out and took three shots of it. Wasn't much to see, but we did see it.
The Chinese must took an interest in your place. Have you been able to get any HF signals since then? You know, they might have come and stole all your HF away.
I can rest assured the Chinese, if they were taking pictures, they've got some interesting pictures when they came over my house because I left them with some goodies.
Give them the one finger salute.
But I was hoping the Chinese would get it, but I'm darned if the U.S. didn't shoot it down, so I guess they got them.
What, that would have been one heck of an array, though, if we could have figured out how to put it up if we had got it, at least in the scrap metal. But, I missed it, and... But I probably would have done, you know, something like Full Moon or Joanna, you know, something like that. Anyway, that's about all the foolishness I got tonight. The coffee ain't kicked in yet, and I've got to go change the, in preparation for this blizzard we may or may not have, the snow burst. I got to change the glow plug on my Chinese diesel heater that, as a typical Chinese product, lasted 5 hours. And so now I got to put another glow plug in it. Like I said, I can't explain it. It's a diesel turbine. It produces heat. And when it works, it's wonderful. But it's the darndest how it does it. I don't know. But enough of my foolishness. If I haven't run everybody off tonight, I'll bow out and let the rest of the crowd have their say. From the beautiful downtown wild kingdom of Joanna, I'll say goodnight. This is KD4, SRR, clear.
Robert, you be safe, and if it does snow, you enjoy yourself and be careful. All right, with that, we'll move up to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Terrence. Check in, KA4TQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to you. Good evening to yourself, Chad Novanet. Be sure and tell Anna hello, Chad.
Tell Jennifer we said hello to you. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. And Stephen, you and Jennifer, be safe, sir. All right. Any additional stations via RF? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Whiskey 4, Echo Mike Foxtrot. That's KW4 EMF. This is Roger, and I am portable.
over here in Gaffney, although I do have an antenna on a tripod for the HD.
Handy and antenna you got on the tripod is doing a great job tonight, sir. I have you in the log. KW4EMAF, Mr. Roger, portable on a handy and a tripod in Gaffney. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right. Next on the stump is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Gary, what you got on your mind, bud?
Jet a sandwich. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with... No, I'm pulling you, Dave. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad and Anna. Good, all on the net. We had a good day over here today. Went out and started cleaning up the backyard. My little German Shepherd puppy has really destroyed it. Picked up flower pots and... old scrap metal pieces that I had out there, pieces of pipe, 2x4s, 3x3s, 8 foot long, 1 4x4, 8 foot long. What else did I pick up? Gosh, I don't know. I've been cleaning up the backyard after the dog.
Well, I heard you say the other night that you found a shoe, somebody's shoe in the backyard. So I was thinking about that today a little bit, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that would imply that she's coming and going out of the fence. Would that be correct?
I don't think so. I don't think she's coming back in the way she goes out, because I put her back in the double gate. The gentleman that we bought the back lot from, my house sits on two lots. The house sits on one lot, and the lot behind me became available, and I bought it. So now we've got a big lot right on the corner. But he was bad about digging holes and burying stuff. So I think those are some of his kids' shoes and stuff that have been around for who knows how long. I've been out there. Well, I was cutting the grass and found all kind of different tools, you know, like nut drivers and sockets and screwdrivers and pliers, you name it. And then kids' shoes and balls and I don't know. But I think she's been digging them up.
Well, Dad's got two labradoodles over there. It's the hatefulest things I've ever seen in my life. But they come up here and steal my shoes when I leave them out on the porch. Sometimes I get mud. I don't want to track mud in the house, so I take my shoes off on the back porch, and they sneak up here and take them. By the time I find them, they're chewed in half or, you know, rendered useless. I got a set of Red Wings I've had for years. I mean, I can't find another pair of boots that feel like those. Everything else kind of hurts my back a little bit, but those are pretty comfortable, so I watch over those like a golden guinea. But I don't leave them on the porch, because they, between them and Pixie takes, she carries the sock around all the time, and she drops socks all in the yard. And then KC, he's been chewing up coax and the power cable that goes to the tankless hot water heater. And then Dad's two dogs carry off the shoes. And then the two dogs down in the pasture had a raccoon at the gate the other day. So, you know, you have to kind of watch things around here, because the dogs are, you know, always into some kind of mischief. Always.
I think a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right word to put it. But they do it to irritate and aggravate us, I'm sure. But, I don't know. The puppy will grow out of her, I'm sure. The other one did it, the older dog, Callie. She did that when she was young. or younger. She's not very old, but she's when she was younger. So I'm hoping the new one will grow out of it as well. But we'll deal with it as it comes. The only thing I hate is I've got a scrap metal pile out there behind the barn, and they've been digging in it. I don't know if a squirrel or a rabbit or what's got in there to try to hide from them, but they've been digging in it. Got that stuff strewed all over everywhere. I've got probably an inch of Heliac. They got that stuff and drug it out. So, I don't know. I'm going to love them and keep them. I ain't going to do away with them, but it sure is getting aggravating. I think what they want me to do is get out there and bring the truck or the trailer or both and load it down with all that scrap metal and haul it off. I may have to do that very soon.
NUE with KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, Gary, I was going to tell you, I meant to tell you the other day, my son's been working down here in the shop. He's got two dogs. One of them's named Bentley. Oh, I'd say he's probably about 40, 50 pounds. He's a pretty good-sized dog, mixed breed. But he's got a female Rottweiler. Her name is Lady. And she is the prettiest thing, Gary. She's just loving this thing. Well, the other day she's down the shop, and she gets up underneath the welding table where Perry's welding, and that's where she lays during the day. So I come in down there to shop and knelt down on the floor to pet her, and was rubbing her neck and her head, and she growled at me, raised her lips up, and just brrr, just give me this, you know, a warning. And I pulled my hand back, and I said, Perry, I said, Lady just growled at me. I said, will she bite me? He says, what, are you rubbing her neck? And I said, yeah. And he says, no, she's wanting you to rub her belly. So I stuck my hand back up on her neck and was rubbing her head a little bit. Arr, she growled at me again. So I just slid my hand down to her belly. And boy, she laid her head down, Gary. And it wasn't long, her eyes rolled back in her head and she was out. So that's the only dog I have ever met that growls at you when you don't rub her belly.
Hey. I tell you what, that is something else. Well, I don't know that mine would do that. Haven't tried that yet, but I may try that tomorrow if it ain't raining. It's pouring down over here right at the moment. I can hear it coming, hitting the roof and all that. So maybe we'll get a good little shower tonight and be pretty tomorrow. Who knows? Anyway, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Like I said, I hadn't done a whole lot except go out in the backyard and clean up. And Joy had a doctor's appointment today, and she took off and went to it. And I stayed here and worked in the backyard. And when I got through, it looked a little better, but I ain't seeing what it looks like now. Because I picked the stuff up and, if I don't put it in a can or put it back in the barn and close the door, they'll get it drug back out sooner or later. But anyway, that's okay. It gives me something to do. Like I said, that's about all I've got over here. Sound like you got a good net going. You got another couple more rag chewers, I know. So I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4NUE to net, KI4DOS.
Three, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'm just curious real quick, do you know what the weather forecast is supposed to be for tomorrow?
I had it late this afternoon, and she said it was supposed to be partly cloudy, but there's not a chance of rain till late afternoon.
All right, y'all have a nice evening. Appreciate you dropping by tonight, and you be safe. I'll talk at you later. All right. Are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out, Joe. That's Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. And have a nice evening, guys.
I have you in the log. We'd like to welcome KK4JD, Mr. Joe in Greer. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. All right. With that, we'll move next on the stump is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, how you doing tonight, sir?
UE, just wonderfully well, I suppose, for a bachelor. Donna left out here about 5 o'clock this morning, headed for Toledo. Her godchildren are in some kind of school play, and it's a big deal, so she went up to take it in and spend some time with folks she knew before she ever met me. And I hope she has a good couple of days. Yeah, so we've had an interesting net tonight. Really interesting. I had just one thing that I wanted to talk about, but then there's all that other stuff. I get a little reminiscent sometimes if I'm left alone. And her dad had collected a few things over his lifetime that he left in a box. And, you know, when you find something like that, you're sure to keep it and you know, pour over it. With her gone, I have to just wonder what some of this stuff is, where he got it, why he keeps it, things like that. And so I meant to ask you, since you're a machinist and might know these things, he was a machinist also. He got a pin from a company that says, don't wrench it, swench it. Have you ever heard of a swench?
I have not. I'm trying to figure out exactly what that is. But no, I've never heard of that, Larry. I don't know. Maybe somebody else would know what that is. I'm sure it's a conjunction, or is that the right word, or compound, or maybe an advertising gimmick, something I'm not sure. Was it on a tool, or was it on an advertisement, or what?
It was on something that is handed out as a promotional piece, you know. Might even been my dad had to wear it, or Donna's dad, I think of him as my dad, had to wear ties at work. He was a design engineer and was not formally schooled, you might say. But he knew more than everybody else because of his experiences. And, but still, to be in the area where he was doing design and that sort of thing, he wore a tie, so he wore tie pins. And this is one of those little tie pin things that they give. And it did have an illustration of what a swench is. I can't figure a screwdriver, but the end of it looks like a corkscrew. And you know, where you would drive the screw, it looks a little bit like a corkscrew. I just, from looking at it, I can't tell how it improves over a wrench, is what I'm saying. Oh, and I found some other things. I found a pocket knife, and it's a pretty thing. And, just other doodads. You can buy these little pocket extendable rules, you know, maybe
8 feet or something, you know, on a spool inside a metal thing, and pull it out, and it just springs right back, you know. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to paint a picture sometimes. So this one, because he worked in metric quite a lot, this, it has both metric and imperial, I guess it's called, measurement. And I'm going to find that thing handy. Yeah, I didn't know it was there. And that's true of a lot of things, you know. And he's been gone now some dozen years, but I sure missed him. He was the best dad I ever had. I'll just put it that way. Anyhow, yeah, so Donna will be back on Sunday, and everything will get back in order. She left me some, she made some bread, little buns, you might call them. Going to make myself some sandwiches and eat them with soup. That's what I was going to subsist on while she's gone. And she put them in a bag and left them on the kitchen counter this morning, so I could dip into them just any time I pass by. Well, don't you know that one of our lady cats, bless her heart, took an interest in how that those buns smelled through the bag, and she tore that thing wide open. And I got up this morning, and there was buns all over the kitchen, in the downstairs bathroom, out in the living room. Sort of reminds me of what you told me about your dogs and socks. She had, and these were sort of round. They would roll, you know. And I just, there went, you know, my sustenance for the next few days. KK4JBQ.